Men of Reddit, what are some things women think we like, but couldn't be more wrong about? If we're naked together, you've already won me over. No need to hide your stomach, or try to cover your behind. Most men are as insecure about their body as you are about yours. This is nice to hear. The 23,000 comments here could probably be condensed into two about not playing hard to get, and communicating directly, applies to the 30 other times I've seen this post. Other girlfriends, boyfriends, who like the same things as us. Baby, I get that Sarah's boyfriend likes baseball point, but I hate people, and I hate him regardless. Yeah, F that dude. Toothy blowjobs, F whatever hack Cosmo writer started spreading that nonsense. As much as Cosmo says I like my balls to be punched, I actually really don't. Honestly, Cosmo should just shut down their section about six. It's so ridiculous. I'm convinced they just write stupid things down and pull things out of a hat when they're deciding what steamy things does your man really want in the bedroom. Probably a steaming pizza. Cosmo, I was wondering where she learned that. A girl did this to me while in the cowgirl position, then acted surprised when I almost passed out. Insisting we fight for you, so you publicly declared you prefer another dude, but you secretly want us to commit assault and battery on each other. Yeah, no. Bye. I had an ex dump me, start sleeping with a mutual co-worker, take a job out of state, and then get mad at me for not fighting for her. Relationships aren't supposed to be a constant fight for attention. You're supposed to be able to take her at her worst to deserve her at her best. You done effed up, bro. Nah, J/K. You dodged a big one. Take your 100,000 Neanderthal bullsh somewhere else. Sarah, I don't need your PSY that bad. Classic Sarah. Men hate unwrapping a stick of butter like a candy bar, and eating it in front of our grandparents. Bow. Can we get a little more on this? Wait, what? Physical contact. Don't hit me, just because I'm a guy. It irritates me. Yes, I can take it, but do I want to? No. I had an ex-girlfriend actually swing at me at a crowded bar once, because she was angry about something. I grabbed her arms to prevent her from punching me in the face, and like every dude in there was giving me hard looks, like I was the aggressor. I had to leave right after that to avoid some dude starting shwith me over it. Not cool. Ladies, not cool at all. I dated a girl who hit me one time and I grabbed her arms to keep her from hitting me, and said that wasn't cool. She threatened to tell the police I assaulted her. The fight started because she was upset that I never got angry. I guess it made me less of a man. Meh. Broke up with her shortly after when I could toss her stuff when she wasn't in my apartment. Feel your pain, bro. Trial by combat. No means no when it comes to tickling. This goes for both sides TBH. For real, both of my sides are ticklish. Personally, I hate when a woman doesn't initiate any sort of sexual contact or show any kind of interest in it. They say it's because they want us to just go for it, but if it doesn't look like you want it, the last thing I'm gonna do is go for it. Braiding our beards together and asking Home Depot employees for help getting them apart again. Wait, what? She braids her beard with his together. When I read this, I immediately thought it was Christmas related. Gloves, do not get me gloves, or a scarf. I actually do need new gloves, point so. Playing hard to get. No, I don't want to feel like winning you over is the Hunger Games. No, I don't want the sense of pride and accomplishment. I want to know if you like me or not, and playing hard to get is always mixed signals. Not a woman. But last time I was in a Walmart, there was a for men gift section that was under the impression that men are basically just variations of Tim Allen in Home Improvement. In this vein, I felt a rush of secondhand embarrassment when I was looking at the Jilith trading stand in my local grocery store. It's a product line of completely normal items, chapstick, lotion, soap, etc., and is marketed towards lumberjacks, it appears. It's like twice the price of the normal sh, but made for manly men. Agup. Tim Allen grunt. Acting like all your problems make you cute and quirky, so you hold on to them. Like, lol, I'm so reckless I bought a $900 phone. Why am I so bad at finances? OMG, I just ate two cheese cakes after my doctor said I'm borderline diabetic. What a mess I'm, lol. F off. You're not quirky. You just have bad impulse control and this is why we broke up. Amen. Biting their lip to look cute when my wife does it. She thinks it's so sexy. I just don't have the heart to tell her that she's supposed to bite her bottom lip. Thanks, now I'm stuck with images of women looking like pugs on my head. All the comments I've read so far have interpreted likers are attracted to in women. I thought there would be a lot more commentary about too many bacon or whiskey flavored things, loud cars, their moms, etc. Asking questions about a show or movie neither of you have ever watched while you're both watching it. Who is that guy? Is he the killer? I don't effing know. Sarah, you've seen the same amount I have. Or if you have seen it before, does he die? You'll see. So he does. Just watch the effing movie. Having to be the pursuer, romantically speaking, nobody wants sex 100% of the time. So when men are the initiator all the time, they also get all the rejection. That wears one down a lot. Not to mention, I assume most guys, find it incredibly attractive when she initiates it. Let's be real. If a girl comes up to me and asks if I wanna grab a drink with her, there's no real reason why I wouldn't. That'd be absolutely mind-blowing. As a woman who has asked out men and made a lot of the first moves with my current partner, I'll tell you why I didn't like doing it. And it's not because of rejection, although some men did turn me down simply because they thought it was weird that I asked them out. Some men assumed that because I asked them out on a date that I'd be willing to have sex with them that first night. As soon as a girl would play hard to get, I would just immediately assume they were extremely high maintenance and not even bother. I hung out with a girl who played hard to get for a couple months. A group of people went out one night and another girl showed total interest in me, while the hard to get one ignored me all night. I took home the girl who showed interest and the hard to get girl danced with my friend to try to make me jealous. Guess what? It didn't work. I immediately stopped trying with hard to get girl once someone actually showed interest. Too high maintenance. Not worth it at all. Someone called this the a-hole filter in the red flags we should notice about ourselves thread the other day. A-hole filter. Good assumption. This had the cliched experience of meeting a hot bartender. Hit it off. She gave me her number. I called her and had what I deemed an awesome conversation, and told her I would call her later and maybe we could make some plans. Called two more times and never got a return call. I figured she had no interest. Ended up running into her a month or so later, and she lit me up as giving up too easily. I was dumbfounded. Overall, I think I probably dodged a bullet. A lot of the tips Cosmo gives. Here are a few examples. The tip: make him sneeze. Pretend his dick is a jar. Stick his dick in a donut. Give him an Indian burn. /r/s Cosmo says has a lot more examples. I really feel for the guy on the receiving end of some of this when a Cosmo girl pulls it out unexpectedly. Make two fists around my shaft and twist them in opposite directions as fast as you can. Holy sh, this is less uncomfortable bedroom activity and more war crime. Ad lib and imagine it's like revving a motorcycle, and that's what I think the girl should do. Don't be trying to pull skin. Just graze with some good lube friction. Gently stick his penis through the hole, as opposed to shoving it through a jelly donut at the speed of sound. Make two fists around my shaft. Dirk Diggler. I see the ring donut in her hands, light glistening off the icing. I feel my erection gaining strength as she slowly licks the donut, until it reaches the hardness of a granite tabla top. Suddenly, I feel a pulse of energy throughout my body, crackling through my nervous system. A feeling of pure power overcomes me. My body vibrates faster and faster, until I'm a blur, propelled forward by my crotch. I accelerate across the room, shedding torn and smoldering items of clothing as I cross the space. I see the hole in the donut. It is my target, my goal. My entire body is aiming for that hole. My penis precums itself in preparation for an ecstasy of donut penetration. I reach the hole at Mach 3. A deafening boom blasts across the neighborhood, accompanied by a blinding flash of pent-up kinetic energy. The house is split in two, both occupants disintegrated. Apart from a penis stuck through a ring donut, these are actually things. What does pretend his dick is a jar even mean? Twist the top. Dear, do not twist the top. The only tip you need is this. Ask your man what he likes, and then do that. Touch US on the dick is usually a good response. Stealing your hoodie/sweaters and not returning it. Not cool, man. It is my hoodie. I've got decoy clothes for this very purpose. Now you only need a girlfriend. I didn't mean to offend you. It was just a joke. PLS, don't kill me. duck faces, lip filler injections, duck faces, Sharpie eyebrows. Refraining from doing things, because that's a man's job. It was so effing hot, when my GF suggested we go get the stuff, so she could change her oil, because how hard could it be? Men aren't used to living with those kinds of mental roadblocks, and it's super refreshing to hear that something pretty simple isn't out of bounds due to crotch arrangement. Hints. We are dumb. We don't pick them up. Be blunt. Playing hard to get. I guess the logic behind it is that the harder to get something, it must mean that you really want it. Acting like they're into your hobbies or interests. I watched my dad marry two different women that loved hunting and fishing too. The old man spent every free weekend in the woods or on the water. Those two women tagged along for 6 to 8 years thinking they were being a good wife. Eventually both of them grew to not only resent going with him, but were angry that he never took them out or did anything else. I'm not saying he was perfect, but he was the honest one in those relationships. Don't pretend. Just be honest up front. My chick has zero interest in most of my hobbies, and because I know that, I find other ways for us to spend time together. And I knew that from Jump Street, so there's no resentment or anger bubbling under the surface that will culminate in an angry divorce at some point. You can find someone's hobbies enjoyable and still not want to do them every weekend. The problem is they didn't communicate that they wanted to do something other than fish or hunt. So your father believed they liked his hobbies as much as he did. Poorly communicated expectations, the source of most of the life's interpersonal problems. Please don't respond to my "are you having fun" with "I am." If you are, I genuinely feel joy when I can share something I love with someone, and they have that glint of excitement in their eyes the same way I did. Just sticking around for something I already experience and you are not enjoying doesn't make me any happier. I'd like to counter this. There are lots of things that my so enjoys that I'm a bit apathetic about. For example, he loves airplanes. So we go to the Air Force Museum and the Air Show and Air and Space Museum. And he has a blast and gets as excited as a kid on Christmas. I only enjoy going because it makes him happy, and I like it when he's happy. But I wouldn't go to any of these places on my own or with anybody else. So in those cases, I have fun because he's having fun. Then the response, "I'm because you are," is a little better. I don't know if I speak for everyone, but that definitely sounds less like they're phoning it in, and more like they actually are having a good time despite it not being their first choice of entertainment. The second a girl does the hard to get thing, I just assume she doesn't like me and move on. The girls that I've been involved with were very upfront. They made themselves available, and we subsequently went and did things together. Almost didn't date my wife because of this. We went on a date, hit it off pretty well, and were casually chatting through texts. She completely stopped responding to me for 2 days. I didn't push the issue or anything by texting her multiple times. I just figured she moved on or was trying to end communications. Well, after not hearing from her for a few days, I sent her a text asking if she wanted to get lunch and then go play tennis Saturday. She responded basically immediately saying yes. Months later I asked her why she didn't respond to me back then, and her friends told her that she should play hard to get. WTFY, if I didn't text you, we potentially could never have gotten married, or I could have pursued someone else. I shared this on Reddit before, so sorry if it sounds familiar. I've been with my partner close to 6 years now, and when I met him, I had female friends telling me the same: play hard to get, flake out on him. If he really likes you, he'll put the effort in. So I did what I thought was right, didn't take their advice, hung out for a few weeks and then asked him to take a walk with me, where I asked him to date me. We moved in together a few months in, and we've been happy together ever since. All the girls that told me to play hard to get are single or have multiple kids with different dads, to each their own. But I'd rather start my relationships off with mutual respect and communication. Something very odd happened after my divorce. My ex-wife said, "I just wanted you to come and tell me to come back home." I thought she made it clear that it was over when she took my 2 kids and moved 300 miles away with a guy she had been FIing for the last year. which included almost forgetting my birthday and leaving early to go f the dude. I guess I don't understand the hard to get messages. That's not hard to get, that's being a shtye, selfish human being who is wholly confused about themselves and feel you're responsible for the burden of their emotions. That's not how that works. It's a partnership. You're not an emotional dumpster. Agreed. I've done the whole chase thing and it usually ends up that the girl needs to be validated every day. She needs to be reminded constantly that you are still attracted to her. Huge red flag for me. Yeah. I'm too old to chase anyone or beg them to go out with me. If she's interested or not, she needs to let me know, at which time I can then proceed appropriately. Man, it's something I don't deal with at all. I've been around long enough to know that there is no such thing as a perfect human. Anyone that puts themselves in the position of a prize I need to run through hoops to win is a no-go. Be honest. Be real. Let's get to know each other and see if this is of value to us. A needless pursuit just to get to the get to know me stage tells me all I need to know. Remember, the beginning is the easiest it will ever be. Doing the cute dumb thing. Ladies, it isn't cute. There is nothing wrong with being smarter than a dude or smarter than your peers. Much love, ladies. I was told this made me intimidating. It was my ex's in-law, so I don't know how true it was. Still, it stuck with me. I try toning it down, but if I know something or how to do it better, I'm going to tell you. If I can catch a football, throw a baseball, and split wood, I'm going to. Still, it stuck with me and made me wonder sometimes if that's why he backed off. My wife, an engineer, said the same thing. She said that men were intimidated when they found out what she does in social settings. I'm an engineer too, so I found it incredibly attractive that she is really smart and accomplished. Hey, can you help me tie my shoes? Teddy, are you 12? What 12-year-old can't tie their shoes? Lol. Tell us what you want, whether it be food, sex, material possessions, whatever. This will build a list of things we know you like and will allow us to surprise you with similar things in the future. It is so damn infuriating to constantly hear "surprise me" and then catch attitude for a week afterward when our surprise wasn't what you actually effing wanted in the first place. Should your partner know you well enough to surprise you with your favorite food / clothes? Yes, but only after they know what those things are. There was this girl in college and she essentially asked all the guys in class what she should do to convince this one friend of hers to have sex. Basically, our unanimous answer was just tell him you want to F. What a surprise. It worked. What the duck do they think we are? Psychics. Being hyperactive on social media makes me question if they even have a life. Playing dumb and acting like it's cute to not know how to do things. I'm not a fan of that. There was another Redditor who mentioned how his ex-girlfriend would miss her flights on purpose because she thought he found it cute. I think my head would explode. What? But why? What's a potato? Agreed. Stupidity is not attractive. Agreed. My wife has started doing this more and more daily. I'm not amused, mainly because now the kids are doing it to get out of cleaning up after themselves and starting their own shower. Like, WTF kid, you know how to turn the same water on and adjust it to the right temperature? In fact, you did it for the past 2 years. How the hell do you magically not know how to do it anymore? Letting you down easy. Honestly, it sucks to hear. But when a girl says I'm not interested in anything with you, and I don't see that changing, it's a hell of a lot easier on both of us. Oftentimes, for my own self-improvement, I'll ask a follow-up. Okay, that's totally fine. So I know for myself, is there something I could work on that would also be a red flag for others in the future, or something along those lines? Trust me, it's a hell of a lot easier than any other option you're thinking of. That just because you have big boobs, that's all we are interested in. Face like a train wreck. Oh, that's okay, you have big boobs. Personality of cruel and evil. Oh, that's okay, you have big boobs. Big boobs does not equal a great rack. Lip injections. My girlfriend is always talking about how nice her lips would look with injections. She shows me other girls on Instagram with injections and tells me their lips look so nice and pouty. I don't see anything nice about an upper lip so swollen it looks like it starts at the base of her nose. My girlfriend does the same thing and I have flat out told her it's disgusting and it looks terrible. She doesn't care. She says I'm wrong. I'm worried she's going to come home someday looking like a bee tried to murder mouth. That she's messed up. talking throughout the entire movie. Who's that? B. We are watching this for the first time together. I feel like this is from something. IDK though, from a lot of things, mostly real life. My girlfriend does this now. Watch Jurassic Park. She not in the opening sequence, she asked what's happening. Don't be coy. Please tell us what's good. We won't figure it out. And with the current climate, we definitely wanna stay 100 yards away, if not specifically told otherwise. I had a girl say she wanted me to force her. I told her we needed a safe word or something in case she really wasn't feeling it one night, and she said we didn't need a safe word. It was a no from me. I need that consent, because I'm not trying to do 10 to 20 years. She said we didn't need a safe word. I understand the thrill. But ladies, this is never going to happen. If a guy agrees to this, it's the equivalent to a girl saying you don't need to use a condom. That's when you really make sure you have a condom, and really make sure you establish a safe word. I like to make things perfectly clear by saying things like, please take your dick out and insert it into my mouth. It works very well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.